on to let go. Oh, hold on to let go. Oh, show it off, show it off, show it off. Show it off, show it off, show it off.
This is the Show It Off podcast, where you are supported to becoming shamelessly and unapologetically confident. I am your host, Sarah Faye Schaff. I am a confidence coach and creator of the online training program Peacock School, 11 Days to Confidence, where I help you implement tools and habits that will cause you to understand your worthiness. Each Monday, this show will give you applicable information, inspiration, and guidance to loving yourself and affecting the world around you in a way you've never experienced before. When you go to sarahfayschaff.com and join the community by entering your email, you automatically get a thank you gift of the 5 video series I created called Yoga for Confidence. So go get yours today and start implementing practices that will cultivate more self-love and confidence. Thank you for listening and enjoy the program, because I'm about to show it off. Hi, Melanie.
Hey, Sarah.
Thanks for being on the show. Will you begin by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Of course. Sarah and I met in Hawaii on the Big Island, and it's funny when I met you because I had known that I needed to start making a life shift, like right when I met you. And I I've been a new mom, and I've been in a partnership for 10 years, and it was, you know, everything was beautiful, and we had lots of amazing adventures and milestones, and I was really devoted to my relationship, and I was really loyal to this big dream that we both had, and for our children and for our lives. And then, you know, life happens and speed bumps happen, and things start to shift, and I recognized that I needed to start to change my life, and I didn't know if it would be together or not. So right when I met you was right when that started to come into play, and it was last April, and it was right before my son's birthday, and it was on Luna's birthday.
Yep,
and our two star beings right then were with us, and our motivation, and I didn't understand what motivation was for me as a mom at the time. I was motivated through my relationship, and that was a hard dynamic for me to look at, and so now things have changed.
And what's your motivation now?
My boys.
Yeah.
And myself, and that was a long journey to recognize that as long as I'm in my right mindset, I am giving them my best.
That's so true. Yeah, I remember that day, and we had both connected in such a deep and powerful and meaningful way, and I had just had such a hard day, a hard morning with my ex, and we were sitting in the back of the car together, and we just opened up and started sharing, and we were a beautiful mirrors for each other. Mm. We were like, oh my God, you're going through something crazy too, and this is so hard, and we love our children, and how can we do our best, and how can we prioritize ourselves and like navigate this life, and how could we possibly be parents without being with the father of our children? But I'm like a year ahead of you on this journey. So I had been apart from my daughter's dad for a while, and I was like, yeah, it's hard. And it's not as hard as being in a relationship that isn't right for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you were so hearing that, and you were like, okay, okay. And that's when you introduced me to the Start Today journal, and you busted out yours.
and it was like completely filled in. So many words, and I was like, whoa, this woman's serious. And I just loved that you had that routine and that commitment to that daily practice. And I knew right away that we were going to be sisters for life, because that's how I am. And I like really hold on to my routines, and they're my like power. And I saw that you had that, and that you had, sometimes I ask people like, who do you look up to? Who inspires you? And they don't have an answer for me. And I'm like, we probably aren't going to be friends then. And you were like, I have this person and I have that person, and they're all about people who I love to follow now. And so, yeah, that was like a huge moment for me to like realize, oh my God, like we're friends for life.
Well, it was more than just, it feels like we've been friends forever. You know, it was like more than that, just the things that we started talking about in that car. Mm-hmm. And I think it really mattered that we were on our way to serve champagne in a lava tube on the big island, like, and go through that entire day, because that wasn't an easy thing. And that was very, lots of dynamics and lots of Mother Nature and dealing with humans. And isn't that funny? Because it kind of goes into what you and I are both working on and wanting for our friendships.
So
and
true.
That's the day we met.
And that, it was a very unique situation. I mean, to be standing in a lava tube all day serving Dom Perignon to French people and tourists from Japan was very strange. Not a normal day for us. But it was really fun. Yeah. And I'm just curious, like, what was the catalyst for you to be, like, going from this devoted partner to being, like, wait a minute, like, where have I gone? Like, how can I shift me, like, finding me in this dynamic again?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think the many words that I'd like to say on a podcast, and I'm sure it's the same for a lot of people who share their journeys, we can't explain enough of where everything was at, but I'm trying to be a lot more honest with my journey, and I'm hoping that reaches others who go down it. But I was very off balance with myself, and I was extremely angry, and I didn't understand that at the time. I didn't understand that anger was preventing me from dropping too far into a grief. Thinking about the ending of my relationship, we had had a lot of hardships and a lot of amazing things, but some of the life things will teach you about yourself and your partner, and your eyes will open a little bit more to circumstances of how we both handle things. And I think that we, at that time, I recognized that our choices and how we were about to handle parenthood and commitment were different. And I was very angry about that. I was mad, and I felt betrayed, and I was angry at him, and I was losing my cool all the time, and I didn't know how to express myself, and so I didn't understand what was going on. And one day I walked up to the cafe, and there was a poster on the wall, and it was saying, I was talking about a heart-opening retreat, like the thousands of others that are out there that I've seen, and it's like, oh, that'd be fun, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't do that, I'm working on a farm, I'm poor, I'm, you know, I need to be there for my boys, I can't ask these things, but that, I didn't even second guess it. I called the number, I knew the facilitator, and I asked about a payment plan, and I didn't even, for the first time in a long time, didn't ask what my partner thought about it. Mm. So, and I knew at the time by those actions of me doing it was like, oh, like, this is gonna have to be. So, you know, we went down the road of saying, you know, you're gonna have to watch the boys for the weekend, and I'm gonna go, and I'm gonna spend money, and I'm gonna, you know, do these things. And that was a hard conversation, and it was a hard day leaving, just, and which I think is very telling of where our relationship was going, was there's a sense of control that wants to happen, and the habits of it being that I shouldn't go And so my heart was broken leaving, but I needed it to be that way because I went to this 3-day retreat and it was very heart opening as it promised. And I cried for 3 days and I smiled for 3 days at the same time. So the lesson in that, looking at my mentor while I was weeping and smiling, was that I am allowed joy through grief. So, right? So we are going to grieve in our life. And I thought, who am I to want more for my life when I'm so sad and so angry? But you know what? I'm allowed all of the emotions at all the same time. So I walked out of that retreat and went back to the farm. I didn't know specifics. I wasn't like, yes, like, here I go. Like, here's what I need to do. I was more like, things are about to change. And that's all I needed. Mm-hmm. And that's what I got out of it, was things are about to change. I can no longer go along this way.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a big deal for me at the time. I needed it. So then I got into therapy because I wanted to make sure any of the decisions I made next weren't just a reaction to, you know, my anger or my hurting heart or, you know, any of those bad, upsetting emotions. I wanted to make sure I wasn't just reacting. I have witnessed some people in my life in my past where I've seen the reactions and I've felt the consequences, and I knew as a family that is real and that is deep and that is lifetime. The things that my boys go through right now are lifetime. So I went into a couple different forms of therapy and I looked at myself, and that's where it started.
That's amazing. I love how just one act of self-love created like a snowball effect, like kind of opened the door, it sounds like, for you to begin choosing yourself more. And yes. I know that you don't want to raise your boys as an angry woman. You don't want them to see that as the, because you're not, like, you're so loving and you're very peaceful and joyful and just enjoy life. So how sad for your boys if they would have missed out on that part of you because of the relationship that you were angry in. I felt like that a lot with my relationship, as I was like, wait a minute, I'm a strong woman. Mm-hmm. How can I be feeling mm-hmm. so weak and in this relationship? And this is not how I want to show up for my daughter. Like, mm-hmm. she just met me. I've known myself for 34 or 35 years at the time. And I'm like, she's just knowing me now. This is not who I want to introduce myself as.
That's a really good point. That's a really good point. They just met us. They don't need to know us in that. And, you know, I hope families can stay together. Mostly, yeah. It's meant to be. We're meant to be in a partnership. We're meant to walk down this parenthood with two brains and two hearts and form arms, you know, getting us through it. I think that's why separation feels so awful, though. It needs to happen. Like, now what? It's like 50% of the time.
Yeah.
And we grow up with, a lot of us could possibly grow up with religious views and not pressures, but, you know, the ideology of what partnerships are supposed to look like. And I don't know what's happened, but it's like now the switchover is turning into we're working hard on making sure we just need to be healthy with or without a partner. Everybody should feel that way.
That's right. And that's what this really is about. It's about loving yourself, being primarily in a relationship with yourself. And because of that choice for primary self-love, that we can be our best selves, which ultimately means we're serving the world better. Mm-hmm. You know, you, Melanie, have amazing gifts. Melanie just started her own podcast called Wildfire Podcast, where you share your journey and you have a very open heart. And as we are learning in Brené Brown's incredible book, Daring Greatly, it's very powerful and effective to the betterment of the world when we are bold enough to be vulnerable. And I think that your podcast is a wonderful example of you doing that and what can happen from somebody prioritizing themselves and choosing healing and going through the therapy and looking within. I also know that you wouldn't be able to be creative and do all that you are doing. Melanie's just started her own business. You're going to cosmetology school, something that you've been wanting to do for over a decade, 14 years? Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't be able to expand in this way and have a servant's heart in this way and be creative in this way if you're angry and if you're resentful and if you're feeling stifled in the most sacred relationship, which is that of your partner. So I really want to highlight that because people confuse self-love with selfishness, but it's mm-hmm. much more selfish, in my opinion, to play small, to not mm-hmm. do the work, to pretend like everything's fine. It's mm-hmm. much more it's more serving to the world and to our planet and to our communities and to each other when we can go deep. And then next is share. If we can next share, even if it's just like with the girlfriend in your street, it doesn't have to be online, but if you can share with someone, then someone else can say, just like we did in that car that day, hey, I see me in you, and I see you in me. And then those lines of like disconnection are blurred, and we realize that we remember the law of oneness.
And that's what I would have had a hard time this year, I think, if I didn't have you to say, basically to hold my hand and walk a little bit ahead of me. Like, I needed to share that with you and to watch you. So I'm glad that we got to open up in that car. And I want to mention, I love that you just brought up the creative part, because I literally wrote down today's the last page of my journal, and today is the Chinese New Year, and today is the new moon, and there's so much going on right now. So what I wrote down was that I had a creative shutdown, and I it's exactly what you said. I was so angry, I was so sad, and I remember like being there in the middle of the day and just like, I used to be so creative, and I don't know what to do. I have no desire. I have no creativity, and I was stifled, and my voice was stifled, and my creativity was stifled. I think now that we talk about it, that's almost even more detrimental to me, because that's how I work, that's how I thrive, and I was wondering, like, who am I when I was in it? Who am I to want to change my life? So walking out of that retreat, who am I to want to change my life? But when I did, and I opened up to looking at myself, and I opened up to friendships, new friendships, and being authentic and receiving. So I opened up my heart. I reached out. I accepted the help. I let the flow start to happen, right? And then I continued with my grateful everyday five things I'm grateful for, and continue to be grateful. So right now I'm receiving a lot of help. Which I think is what we need, and we need to be able to go into the season where we receive a lot of help. I also know that my goal is definitely to pay it forward one day, so that's a little bit of a motivation for me to get my butt into gear and my confidence, because my confidence will allow my creativity, which will build my business, which will bring me an income, which will make me stronger and able to pay it forward.
Sing it, sister. That is exactly right. So well said. That's so powerful. And I think that those steps that you just brought up so eloquently go unnoticed by a lot of people. And I think that mm-hmm. they don't see that progression, and they don't see those steps. So thank you for highlighting that, because I think that's really powerful and really important.
When I started to get more confident, so right, so like if we're leaving a relationship, we are just the day you left is not the day you're like putting on your red lipstick and strutting out there like, look at me. It's, I mean, it is a process, and you get deep and low, and you bring yourself down more than anyone else does. So it's a, you know, there's a time period where you need to be living in that. And I speak on that in my podcast, and I wrote this thing down, where I live in the ashes. Like, I'm living in the ashes of what I've done. I'm living in the darkness of where I've been at, of the choices of walking this path. You know, we all have this, the choice of walking our path, and just because it's changed and we, you know, change everything about it, we live in the ashes, but we come out of it, right? Like, we're like, and I thought, and that's why I like my Wildfire podcast. I'm trying to speak about, it's not just sunshine and daisies and the flowers are blooming and the sun is out, and just speak positive vibes. And, you know, it's not, that's not the growth. That's not where we grow. I don't know if you listen to, if your listeners listen to Jordan Peterson, but he speaks about knowing your dragon and knowing how dark you can go. And because when I was angry and I knew it was dark, I was dark. I was so guilty. So guilty of like, I am a terrible person. But when I started to look into it, though, I am only where I'm at today because of a couple things. Because I was willing to walk down that road, because I was willing to say, I know my dragon now. Like, I know where I can go. I know where I can go when my child is sick. I know where I can go when I'm feeling lonely. Mm-hmm. I know where I can go when I need to take action, right? Like, we all have this in us. But you don't stay there. You don't stay there. You have to get out of it. So when I moved back to Colorado after Hawaii, we left in September. In September, I had a job lined up and a place to live, but I have moved 4 times in 4 months because that's just where my life is at. It's a mess. It's not together. It's I'm working on this journey. So another part was when I came back to Colorado and sleeping on the floor and not knowing where I was going to be the next day, I went to a retreat. A friend in Hawaii recommended me to somebody in Boulder, Colorado, and I attended, and I did breath work, and I did a lot of other things with some strangers on the floor, and I remember just laying on that floor crying, and this thing came to me, and it was said, share your story, and I said, why? Like, why now? Like, I don't have anything. I have nothing. I'm me and my boys. I have a roof over my head because of people who are willing to help me. Like, what am I going to share? And they said, exactly. That's where you're at. You have nothing, and you are going to work your way up, and you need to share now. People need to hear this now. So that's been on my heart really heavy a lot. And, you know, you get out of something like those, and you're on your fire, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. And 2 days later, you're like, I'm not going to do that. That was a phase, and that was exciting. So I always wondered, why do people have this long-term confidence in themselves? Why are people knowing what their path is on? And I didn't know what to do. And then you popped out with your peacock school.
Popping out with peacock school.
Popping on out with that thing right when I needed it, right when, and it was like new, and it was, but it wasn't, I never questioned it. I never once questioned anything from you that you put out saying, I want to help people, I'll sign up for it. I know personally that you walked through your own fire, and you are still in your own versions every day. And I know that, I know you, and I love you, and I see your beauty, and I see your confidence in yourself showing up at the beach, and then you look so amazing, and I walk up to you, and you're like, today was shit, and I'm like, but you're looking good, and you have a good attitude, and you know, like, that's just that authenticity, like, that's, I don't want fake, I don't, we're just talking, I don't want fake,
no.
I don't want to pretend. I don't get along very well with people like that. Like, so I get along with people who are like, and then, but you have confidence. So I signed up, and it was an amazing 11 days of getting me back to myself.
I love that.
and you had yoga, and you had, my favorite one was, I think it was the two of them, but they combined, was first writing down what everything you do during the day, and it's hard. That's a hard one. If you're being honest with yourself, that's a hard one. You can see, because how many days did we take until eventually we looked at it, and you're like, okay, now look back and see where you can do better. And there was like, you know, once you start seeing it with a different filter, you see hours in your day where you're like, this is what I could be doing.
Yeah.
This is what, you know, this, I can't believe I wasted my time doing that. So with that combined, you told us to get a different morning routine and to fix our morning routine. And I've been wanting for so long to wake up so early, but I have my boys and I was working hard on the farm physically during the day. And my son wasn't and isn't sleeping through the night, but I can't put my life on hold because of that. So I've been getting up early and I get my workout in, and I started working on all of these things and did journal prompts with Marie Forleo and Gabby Bernstein and you and a couple other beautiful women in my life that I get to do these prompts with.
Is that the ice cream man?
I think there's an ice cream man in this neighborhood, and I might have to put a pause on it. No,
that's the best nostalgic sound ever. Like, every part of my body just went, get the money and run.
What would you get?
Because that's what we used to do. We were the ice cream truck, and we'd grab the money and run down the street.
What would you get?
Oh, my God. We'd get the ones that are really embarrassing to eat that look like giant penises. Popsicles. What are those called? Oh, my God. They're like rainbow pops or something. Mm-hmm. They're so good.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. I heard that, and I was like instantly 10 or 7 or something. That's really great. Sorry, distracted, but I love hearing that. I love hearing that. I love that, because something about that experience of Peacock School was that you fully showed up. And I always say, like, I could bring you to water, but I can't make you drink. And you really were like, rolled up your sleeves and dove in and took initiative. And that's really why I feel like you got such amazing results from that experience, because you were so ready to do the work and so willing, and you really showed up. And I was very, very happy with watching you. It was such a gift for me too.
Thank you. I want to say, just because we build confidence within me, we don't have fear. Mm-hmm. So my favorite part about all of it, and you said this, and the women that we follow who are challenging us say this, does it make you scared? Are you fearful of it? Does it challenge you? Would it inconvenience you? And can you not stop thinking about it? And that was it. That's why I signed up to go to school. I'm starting soon to get my degree, you know, to get my license, to start a business, to start another business where you and I are working together. And it scares me. But I'm using that as motivation and excitement. I'm flipping it into excitement. And so when I want to curl up in a ball and, you know, think of all the things, well, why it could fail and why I'm not deserving and why not now and, you know, all the things, I'm like, no, and I watch it out into just like, I'm so excited.
I love that. Yeah, that's what Marie Forleo says. She's like, you can choose that butterfly in your stomach feeling. You can choose to let that stop you, or you can choose to shift it into excitement.
I love that.
We're so like conditioned somehow to always be comfortable. And how boring is that?
Boring.
No, thanks. I'd much rather be excited and nervous than bored.
And comfortable. Yeah, whatever your definition of comfortable is, like, I get, and I think that's why my life has taken its trajectory. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a wanderer, and I you know, I got on the back of a Honda Ruckus moped and drove down the 101. I'm crazy, and I think about it, and I'm crazy, but it scared me. I was crying. It scared me so bad to do it. But now I get to have this amazing story that not a lot of people have. You know, I moved to an island with my 1.5-year-old, and it scared me, and everyone's saying, don't do it. So I have this history of doing these things. Now I'm doing them alone. And not alone, I have my boys, but now I'm doing them without a partner. Mm-hmm. And that's scary and challenging for me, and I don't know for everybody, but for me, the almost the day that I stepped out, I started feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
And that, if anything happens and any question, or you know, you think back on, maybe we could have worked. Maybe we could have been together. Maybe we could be a family. But if you think, for me, all I know is I'm like, I know that I feel better now, and that's what I have to work on.
Yeah. I know. I've had those thoughts too. It's very hard. And I see my daughter's dad being a really great dad, and it's attractive. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, he's doing a great job. Maybe we should get back together. And then I spend more than like an hour with him, and we're back at it. We're fighting. Mm-hmm. He's putting me down. I'm feeling bad. I don't want my daughter to see this. I want to leave, you know? And I'm like, it's okay for him to be her dad and not be my partner. That's okay. And he gets to be, you know, show up for her and be her dad, and does not mean I have to be his woman. And a girlfriend told me that when it was early on, and I was just really defending our relationship and defending him. And she was like, babe, you're in an unhealthy relationship. You are in a toxic relationship. I love you, and you don't see it because you're in it. And I was like, I see it. I see it. I just don't want that to be what I'm seeing. I'm ignoring that right now. Thank you very much. You know, but when she said, that he can be her dad, it doesn't mean he has to be my partner, that really rung a bell with me. I was like, whoa, I hadn't actually put that together. One doesn't take away the other. And it's so much better now. I mean, Luna's hilarious about it. She's like, I know about sharing because we have to share in school. And you guys just both love me, so you have to share me. And you're both my parents. And take turns. Yeah, she gets it. And I'm like, I'm thankful that for both of us that we left when our children were very young, because for like Luna, that's really all she knows. She doesn't remember when we were together before she turned 2. And I remember my parents divorced when I was 5. So those very like important years, like I remember a lot of fighting and a lot of trying to figure out what was going on, and you know, a lot of fear. And you know, I'm thankful that my mom left when she did. And I sometimes wonder, what would have been the situation had she left a little bit earlier? You know, and none of that matters. It's all in the past. But I just say that because I know that there's women out there who literally think, oh, well, when my kid graduates from high school, then I'll leave. And it's like, whoa, that's a long time, people.
Yeah. I was thinking of that. I remember I had one of the girls on the farm. She was younger, and she came into my kitchen, and there were 2 girls on the farm during the bad, you know, the hard days, and I needed someone to cry with, and I needed someone to hang out with the boys, and they would come up, and one of them told me her mom waited until she was 18 so she could graduate high school so they could change at them, and they wanted to stick it out. And I'm like, what happened? You know, and she's like, as children, we internalize what happens to our parents, so I forever thought it was my fault that my mom wasn't happy. She was unhappy for a long time. And I said, well, would you have rather had a separated family and pack your bag and go back and forth between your parents, or know that she was pulling through for you? And she said, 100% she should have left. 100% she should have chose herself. And I just wish I would have seen her happy, because I internalized that as being my fault. And I was like, I can't do this.
What a waste of a life.
Mm-hmm.
That breaks my heart for that mama.
I know.
For that family.
Mm-hmm. So I heard those two stories right then, and I was like, that's when I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. No. I'm not sticking it out. Sticking out for what? Show them what?
Right.
I don't want them to see this.
That's what I would say to him when we were fighting. I'd be like, is this what you want for Luna when she grows up? To look for a guy who treats her the way you're treating me right now? And I thought that would be enough for him to shift, because I knew he loved our daughter. But he didn't believe me that she was paying attention, or he didn't believe me that what I was saying was true. But I know it's true, because I saw through that how much he was like my dad. I was like, whoa, Sarah, you just... like didn't even realize how much you got with a guy who was so much like your dad, because it didn't seem like that at first. That changed over time, but it was like something in my subconscious mind like found that familiar suck.
Yeah, why do we do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Melanie, I'm so thankful that you've shared yourself so candidly and so openly. I'm running out of all the batteries on all these devices that I'm holding to record us. And I am really thankful to you for sharing yourself and your time, for being so bold, for being so authentic, for choosing yourself, for sharing yourself. I know that there's more than one woman out there who's going to hear this, and she's going to feel empowered to make the decision that's right for her. Right for her future, right for her children, because she's going to know that she's not alone. And I will put in the show notes where you all can connect with Melanie, listen to her Wildfire podcast, follow her fun and inspiring Instagram page. And if you're curious about our team, we are advocates for a wellness company, and we make money with ease doing something that we would have already been doing, which is buying non-toxic products for our home. So if you're interested in being a part of that team, it's like Siren Mama Power over here. So join in. You can DM me or Melanie, and we'll help you get on board with that. And if there's any questions or comments y'all want to share, we are here for you, and we'd love to support you. Right, Mel?
Yes, support on emotional, relational, parental, business, financial, spiritual. We're here for it.
Woo! Jam. Love it. I love it. And I love you. And I thank you so much. You. Be my friend forever.
Thank you. Love you.
I love you. Bye.
If you like the Show It Off podcast, then you will also like the Show It Off Book Club. I have hand-selected a library of books that will empower you and keep you on track with your confidence-building goals. Reading has always been a huge love of mine, and if it weren't for the books that I feel like are my friends that have taught me so much, I just don't know where I would be now. That is why I started the Show It Off Book Club, and I hope you will join the club. It's free, it's fun, it's easy. How to join? Just go to @showitoffpodcast page on Instagram, follow the page, see the post where I list all of the books on the list. It's a picture of a stack of books. I will help you find it. Start your own empowering library. Tune in each Friday for the conversation starter videos I post of the chapters we are on, and I'll post them on the Show It Off podcast Instagram page. If you can read 1 to 3 chapters a week, you will be set. If you can't, you can still see the videos anytime, but it would be amazing if you were able to leave comments and share your thoughts with the chapters we're on with the group in real time. This is to help you really integrate the high vibe thoughts you need to be a part of your life in order to truly embody being deeply self-loving and shamelessly and unapologetically confident. So join the Show It Off Book Club today. Every play of this show means the world to me. Thank you for your time and for listening. I'd love to hear from you now. questions and comments are welcomed at showitoffpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for subscribing to the Show It Off podcast. And if you have a moment, if you could leave a review on iTunes, it would help other people to find this message of confidence. You could also help someone build confidence by texting this episode to at least one person now. Being self-loving means being authentic, bold, and confident. So shamelessly and unapologetically, show it off.